Welcome to the In Hope Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Preach.
And I'm Brandon. And each week we drop an episode to strengthen unity in the body of Christ.
We want you to be part of the conversation. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, and let's talk. Before we jump into it, let's pray real quick.
Okay.
Father, we just thank you so much for today. We thank you for really this opportunity just to come together and to set our hearts and minds towards things that were on your heart and mind. Father, we see in John 17 that one of those things weighing heavy on you was that your body would be one. And so we just pray that you would bless this time, this conversation, that you'd be here in the midst and that you would speak in the midst of this conversation, and that it would continue to carry forward with others as this can just be a primer and a starter to conversation that would help us to see that fulfillment of your prayer, that we would be one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right.
I tell you, I wrote a song on John 17.
Yeah, and I still want to hear it.
Yeah, we'll have to do it sometime.
No, yeah, I want to hear that. but so the RPMs, I was really excited. So a couple things. I was really excited when I first saw this or first heard about it, just using this acronym to be specific. So Dave Ferguson, he uses this acronym, and he was sharing it with some people over at one of the Valley Network conferences. Yeah. And I loved it.
Heard it before.
Yeah. And I loved it because it's something that if you have done any type of wellness training, resiliency training is something that we've went through a lot in the military. Something that I've always had a heart and a bent towards, just with life coaching and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so with resiliency training, you have this aspect of you have more than one area of your life. And so that's what the R, P, M, and S stand for. Mm-hmm. And it's really just like your relationships, your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health. And what's funny is the military does the exact same thing. And so they call it resiliency training in the Air Force and other branches.
They may have gotten it from the Bible.
Maybe, right? and it's like the other branches, all of them go through this because suicide prevention is a real big issue within the military.
Yeah.
And depression and that kind of thing, because people in the military tend to be very prone to it, especially within certain career fields. One I was in was one of those. And so we would regularly touch on this, and they would talk about the four pillars of wellness, which is those things, your relationships, your physical health, mental health, spiritual health.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it was really cool with him putting it into that acronym, RPMs.
Yeah.
Christina, when I was sharing that with her, the RPM, she was like, you shouldn't use something that says PMS. I don't like that.
Why?
I was like, it's not PMS. It's RPMs. Like
RPMs. Yeah.
But she's like, no, PMS. I see PMS.
That's funny.
So it's like, now we have to rearrange it. Now it's, now I was thinking, okay, how do you rearrange this? And I put M, PRS
or MRPS,
So MPRs is what that would like MPRs. Be an acronym for, and MPRs is Military Performance Report.
Oh, okay.
So it's just another thing that we're familiar with, but we'll just go with RPMs right. today.
Okay, we're not gonna change it.
we're not gonna mix it up yet. because I'll still send this with guys that I'm regularly talking with. Some of my best friends out in California, got a couple of groups of guys that will do discipleship together and meet up every once in a while. And we'll just send these back and forth to each other because it's a real quick check-in.
Yeah.
Just, hey, how are you doing in these areas? Scale of 1 to 5.
It's something we don't do enough of, right?
No.
Like self-check.
Exactly.
Especially one of the things I kind of wrote down for this is like oftentimes, especially when we're in any kind of church leadership or something, we're so much focused on like everybody else and making sure our flock or the people that we're caring for are okay that we fail to do our own self-check, and that's not healthy.
Yeah. And that's exactly, I mean, when Dave Ferguson was sharing this, that was what I loved about it, is he said, this is something that takes like a minute or two, and he's intentional about doing it every single day. Just as part of his morning routine. He wakes up and when he's doing his devos, it's just saying, okay, how am I doing here, 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 and here? And it doesn't take a long time. When me and my friends, we text back and forth, it's just like, hey, a quick text. And then usually if we're seeing low numbers, then we follow up with each other. Like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah. What's going on with that?
Yeah. How can we get that moved up? But it's just one of those things to where, you know, how am I doing generally in my relationships and my physical wellness, my mental wellness, my spiritual wellness. And so I love that as an individual check. And I was thinking, okay, this could possibly also be kind of a unity check for individuals with like ministers among other groups, but also as organizations, just thinking, okay, how are we doing in our relationships?
Well, yeah, the R especially, right?
Exactly, right?
Like, how are the relationships between me and everyone else, but also me and the other church body?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, that gets to, as a pastor, how is your relationships with the other pastors in your area? If you're, how is your relationship with the other pastors on your staff? Right. How is your relationships with the other pastors in your local area? And then as an organization, how is our relationship with, you know, these other organizations? How are we doing together?
Yeah.
And I think that's big, because sometimes if you've been in any organization, really, then you've felt the difference, or you can sometimes feel that separation between, hey, me and this guy, we get along great. But our organizations, not so much. And there can be a difference there. So,
right. And if you're never self-evaluating it, you're not doing anything about it. Right.
Exactly.
So by doing that, you're prompting yourself into action.
Exactly.
So to speak, which is good.
Yeah. Cause you always want to see, I mean, even when, for example, if we're at a three, I've kind of made it in my mindset to where it's like, okay, three is neutral.
Do you like a 1 to 5?
Yeah. Okay. So I still do a 1 to 5. And to me, 3 is, it's neutral. It's like things are okay. And thing, you know, like it's not, they're not bad. They're not, you know, they could be good, but it's like, this is where they've been kind of thing. Like they haven't moved up. They haven't moved down. To me, 4 is like, okay, it's progressing. And then 5 is like, man, it's at its best.
Yeah.
And then same thing with like the 2 and the 1. It's kind of like, oh, things have gone down, you know, some bad stuff. 1 is like, it's horrible. This is emergency time.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't get there.
Yeah.
If you're doing it every day, you probably wouldn't get there as much.
Yeah. And if hopefully you're doing you it every day, you wouldn't.
Because you might get to a 2 because you're dropping below the standard.
Exactly.
But if you're doing it every day, you're like, oh, okay, there's a 2. I need to do something.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And especially if you're doing it with other people, because then you have that, again, me and my friends.
Which if you're doing it right, you would need to be, because that's the first one, right?
Exactly, right?
starting with the R,
right? Yeah. Then you look at that. And so, and it's interesting because obviously that can take on different facets of, you know, when thinking about my relationships in general, usually the ones that are more pressing, that have things going on, are the ones that are going to come to mind, or things that I've been involved in recently with. Those are what's going to come to mind.
Yeah.
And so it's because you can think relationships. And I mean, if you have, you know, 1,000 Facebook friends,
those aren't real.
Right.
I mean, some of them could be.
Some of them are. But it's just that idea of like, look, there can be a lot of relationships out there. Right. And so, but in a split moment, usually it's the things that are more pressing that are going to come to mind. Yeah. And it's not this needs to be exact, nitty gritty, but you're kind of getting a general impression, just kind of in a split moment. My relationships are, you know, at a 3, they're at a 4, whatever it may be. And you're doing that really within a minute, just kind of a split moment. So you're not going to be getting really deep and breaking down every relationship with my kids and my wife. Usually those are going to weigh heavy and, but I'm not going to go through like kids, wife. Okay. My family, my in-laws, my friends that, you know, I play basketball with.
So you're saying like it's a quick scan.
Yeah. It's just a quick scan.
Where are the ones that they'll stand out to you
because they're
more recent or
Yep.
something's happened or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, and sometimes it's those things where it's like, I know I've, at times I've put a two, cause it's like, I haven't talked to these people in a long time. Mm-hmm. And like, we're not.
Well, at the beginning of it, I would assume like someone who's like just starting this out. Would be, yeah. Do I have anyone that I could actually share this with?
Right.
And have an accountability piece with, absolutely. Like you were just talking about where you yeah. said it to your friends and all that. It's like, and then that would be like the first step.
Absolutely. Well, and you think about this, especially with a staff, like we talked about mm-hmm. those relationships, like yeah. that can be within your organization. I mean, this could be a real quick check-in with the staff. Mm-hmm. Something I'm a huge advocate for, fan for, Patrick Lencioni talks about this. He has this whole breakdown of different meetings organizations should be having. And one of them is morning check-ins, where yeah. it's like you come together and quick 5 minute, we're checking in. What are we doing today? This could easily be part of one of those things.
Yeah. And it's like, good because if you don't ask questions, a lot of people just hold on to stuff.
Exactly.
And that kind of helps prompt that actual like conversation.
Yeah. And again, if with a quick 5 minute check-in, we're not going to, oh, you're at a two. Okay. We're not all going to sit down and like have a therapy session. But
maybe,
but the thing is that if you're with your staff and you're doing a quick check-in and you're noticing this person, you know, this person mm-hmm. says two or whatnot, yep. that gives staff members an opportunity to make time that day yeah. to talk with them.
Yeah. Can we meet
and
later
check in on them? Yeah,
see,
exactly.
See what's going on.
Yep. But without that, sometimes it just never comes up.
Right.
So they just end up suffering silently. Right?
Yeah. Suffering in silence is a common thing.
Absolutely.
That could be less.
Yes.
Way less.
Well, and I think sometimes it's we almost wear it as a badge of honor.
Yes. I'm good all the time. I never have any problems.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like, oh, it's just that idea of it's not getting to me so much. I don't need that help. Look, we all mm-hmm. need help.
Yeah.
The question is whether or not we are willing to acknowledge it. Yeah.
Or acknowledge it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Willing to admit to that. So yeah, you have that R. I think that's a great one. And that can definitely help. Just like you said, just that R is big alone when it comes to building unity within your organization mm-hmm. and outside of your organization, just doing that quick check-in physically. So physical wellness, that one I was like, well, how does physical wellness, you know, play into having unity? And my mindset there went to physical proximity. Like, am I actually getting with other people?
And that physical in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so instead of taking it as like, okay, I'm.
Is it all digital?
Yeah, exactly. Is it all digital? Yeah. Is it?
There's something to that, I think, because being in a room with someone, I mean, we could all not deny that that is yeah. different.
Exactly.
In some way.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with just that we're all made out of the energy that God made us out of.
Yep.
And there is some kind of connection that happens
in, yeah.
when you're in a physical room with someone.
Absolutely. And so that's where my mindset went, was just physical proximity, because I mean, how many, if you're doing your pushups regularly or going on runs regularly, that's not going to really affect unity in the broad sense. Yeah.
But even to being like one thing that really stands out to me now that we're thinking about it is the ability, like how prayer is done in a one-on-one
yeah.
together.
Yeah, yeah.
Like where you can actually lay hands on someone.
Oh, come on now.
And I mean, we all know that God has the power to do things over the airwaves too.
Yeah.
But there is something to like that physical touch.
Absolutely.
Of laying hands on
absolutely.
Someone, praying with them versus a phone call.
Well, and if there wasn't, I don't think it would be mentioned so often
yeah.
in Scripture.
Oh, totally.
I mean, you see that time and time and time again with this emphasis of laying on of hands or pouring oil, just these physical things, mm-hmm. baptism that, yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, even I don't know if you've ever read Holy Roar by Chris Tomlin.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, that's a good one. I love that one. He goes through the seven.
I didn't know he wrote any books.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good. Yeah. You have to check that out.
Yeah.
He goes through seven different words that are used in the Old Testament, and we translate them as worship or praise.
Mm.
But they're all seven different words. and they each have their own meaning and connotation and expression. So like some of them, one of them, for example, one that always stands out to me is that it implies being like clamorously foolish, meaning that their expression of praise is so exuberant that
yeah, they're not worried about who's watching.
And that's the one that's used to describe when David was dancing, like as the ark was coming into the temple, that one is used, for example. And so, yeah. And then they have other ones that, and all of them have these physical portrayals, and different mindsets, hearts behind them, to where it's not just all summed up in this simple gesture of, we worship. So I love it because it brings that physical aspect to it. So I love that. But yeah, I think having that physical proximity is big.
Also how we feel too, right?
Yeah.
Because when you're doing the physical, it's like you wake up in the morning, how do I feel today? Do I need to reach out to my relationships?
Yeah.
Because maybe it's like a mental feeling versus a, but that's all part of your physical body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and that just made me think when it comes to our stress levels and those kind of things and the way that they can affect us physically.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're having such stress in your relationships or, you know, within your ministry or your organization, your work life, family life, whatever's going on there, if you're having such stress that it's affecting you physically, then there needs to be some kind of support and network happening.
Right. And that would be the unity piece, right? Absolutely. We need to reach out to those relationships and stuff. And like, can you just pray for me right now?
Because
I don't feel good. I need to recover so that I can do the thing that God has for me today, maybe even.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I would say also when it comes to like that physical wellness piece, even when it comes to the fitness side of it, like health and wellness, there is a camaraderie built when you're sweating with someone else.
Totally. Like, I hate sweating by myself.
Right? There is just...
And you're not motivated to do it as much.
No. No, absolutely.
There's an accountability piece for all that too.
Absolutely. And so I feel like there's something to that. There's a reason why so many team building activities get physical and difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, down to the simplest idea of like, we're going to go on this march or this ruck, this hike together. It's pushing your limits physically and enduring something. Cause when you endure something difficult together, there is just it builds a community. It builds relationships.
Playing on a team together. Like we like playing basketball.
Exactly.
Which is like you're on a team and there's competition and all that stuff. It adds to the experience of being fit.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely, and I would say definitely with guys too. That's just one of the ways, I mean, guys versus ladies. Ladies tend to connect more in conversation. Guys connect more in activity.
Oh, sure.
And accomplishing something together. So if you're out getting physical and doing stuff, that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Like when you do like work projects and stuff too.
Yeah.
Right? When I'm serving or something.
Yeah.
Like I get, there's like almost like a, like an extra energy that comes from serving in a group.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm not even tired. I just want to like shovel this stuff or whatever we're like yard cleanup we're doing for somebody. But when, if you were doing it by yourself, it'd be like, man, I wish I wasn't here.
Yeah. That's one of those great things about, like missions trips.
Yeah.
There's such fond memories and great relationship that's built on missions trips. Cause you're going, you're doing something challenging and you're just out doing that together as a group.
He sent them by twos.
He sent them by twos. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wasn't a solo sport.
Nope.
Ever.
Exactly. So that's going to be our tag for the physical. He sent them by twos.
Physically together.
Right. Exactly. Physically together. And then that third one is mental wellness. So, I mean, mental wellness that encompasses, you know, where you are emotionally, where you are with things like anxiety, depression, also with the sense of, are you growing like challenging yourself mm-hmm. mentally? Yeah. Are you in an education sense with what you know and understands? Can you be challenged? So I think that that's where, especially that, I'm glad you said that. Can mm-hmm. you be challenged?
Yeah.
I think that's a big one when it comes to unity.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, for sure. Because if you can't be challenged, then there's probably a pride issue.
Yeah.
And you're going to struggle.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Exactly.
One, you won't grow.
No.
If you can't be challenged, you're not going to grow.
Exactly. And so I think that's some of the best relationships are those that they can challenge you and the relationship endure.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you're having a hard time with people that tend to challenge you, then there's just a caution there. Right.
Yeah.
Like, are you,
which takes a level of trust and,
yeah.
And having a past experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know that a lot of people feel that they have that person.
That's true.
So that's something that needs to be cultivated in the relationship. Side,
absolutely.
Right? Someone that you are willing to, and you trust enough to challenge you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then being willing to be challenged by them.
Yeah. And being willing to be wrong.
Right? Yeah.
And that not completely.
Being willing to admit you're wrong.
Yeah. Being willing to admit you're wrong and realizing that being wrong in maybe one or two aspects and these certain things, it doesn't completely, it shouldn't completely shatter you and tear right. everything down. Yeah. Right. And so I think that's helpful when you have other believers challenging you, because mm-hmm. then you know there's still this foundation, similar foundation that they're able to stand upon with yeah. with Christ and believing in the word that, okay, maybe they're challenging me in this way or that way, and man, I have to really rethink some things, but at least you know that even with this different mindset, it still comes back to Christ and his yeah. word, and that being a sure thing.
Yeah. And right? someone who can challenge you in love, right?
Yeah.
Challenge absolutely. You, but still love you through it.
Yeah.
As well. Like be like, okay, I see this issue, but I'm still your friend.
Exactly.
And I still want, and maybe we should just talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then even if we don't even agree, like we're still friends. Yeah. Still moving on from there. So that's big. I love that idea. Being able to challenge there on the mental aspect. Also just, I think in that, as we're talking about learning, growing, knowing about new things, you know, how well do you know or acquainted with the other churches and what they believe? Cause I think a lot of times we work from straw man, images, especially of different churches in our communities or different denominations. We kind of work from the straw man image mm-hmm. that usually our own denomination has built up of other denominations.
What do you mean by straw man image?
Straw man image just being like, there's, for example, I don't know if I want to use a specific example, so I'm hesitating.
You can think about it for a minute.
I'm hesitating because I don't know if I want to use a specific example. Okay, let's talk politically. Okay?
Okay,
so to use those straw men's as examples. So straw men's as examples, like politically, sometimes people will straw man if you're a liberal. I feel like on both sides, they're like, oh, they're stupid.
Yeah, the other side is definitely stupid.
Yeah, right. The other side is definitely stupid. All they care about is, you know, A, B, and C. They don't think yeah. this all the way through.
And so by straw man, do you mean like stereotype?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's stereotyping. It's Got usually it. Like they're all this way.
Yeah.
Okay. They all have, you know, this belief and they do this.
Right. If you believe this, you must believe everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And you're going to go about it in this way. You're going to, you know, so it's
yeah.
one of those things to where there's such a diversity within the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Even along a similar doctrine, theology, mm-hmm. viewpoints.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been so many variations, no matter how you break it down, that it's really good to get to know the people in your community, because you can't just go based off of, oh, okay, so
this is how it was there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be that way here.
Exactly. Yeah. you know, they're Methodist, so that means they're going to be like
right.
this.
Yes.
You know, they're Baptist, so it means they're going to be uh-huh. like this.
Yep, totally.
You never know.
Yeah, people are individuals. They have individual beliefs. And,
absolutely.
And different areas, too.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because we're all impacted by the culture that we live in.
Exactly.
No matter what denomination or religion or whatever you're mm-hmm. in, it could be different in that way.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's really good on that mental aspect. Are you being stretched? Are you learning more about your community around you? You know, mm-hmm. And so that would definitely build towards unity. And then, I mean, the last one.
Well, I think again, on that same one still,
yeah.
The part about like, cause mentally is also, I mean, I even mentioned how it's like, can be kind of included in physical in some ways.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Your brain is,
I feel like they all interweave, right?
Having that interactivity between each other, mm-hmm. praying for each other, those kind of things, sharing your mental burdens as well as your physical burdens.
Mm. Yeah. And well, and especially when you talk about mental burdens, that's where, you know, we're getting into that idea of depressions, anxieties, and mm-hmm. those different kind of things. Are you able to share those things? Do you have a place
yeah.
where you can share those with others and really help work through those, keep them from being something that's in the dark and pulling you down?
Yeah.
Because that's where those things thrive.
Oh,
those
yeah.
things thrive.
That's why the relationship piece is so important.
Yeah.
Because the enemy's goal is to isolate us.
Exactly.
If we're isolated, then we can start getting really down on ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And believing all the lies mm-hmm. that he wants us to believe.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's all locked up here and kept yeah. in here, then that ends up being dangerous.
Yeah.
When you're not able to share that with others and let others speak into that. So that
even the people you think.
Yeah.
Have it all together. And
oh, yeah.
Are completely. I actually just saw this with, I think it was Greg Rochelle was admitting, okay. like some, he's a big leadership guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he admitted times where he's been isolated and wasn't, you know, practicing his own things.
Yeah,
he's
practicing what he's preaching, yeah.
And got into dark places because yeah. he was feeling alone and isolated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And especially that is a struggle. Craig Rochelle, huge leadership guy, Life Church, I mean, I don't know. I think to this day, they're still the biggest church in the U.S.
Are they the biggest?
I think so.
Yeah.
And it's because they have so many campuses.
Yeah. And he is an amazing
yeah,
leader.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
A lot of great leadership stuff there.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing better now.
Yeah.
Because he.
Oh, I imagine
he's
so. Yeah.
Talking about it publicly, like the struggle that he went through.
Yeah. So, yeah, but
nobody's immune.
Nobody is immune. And I think that, again, that's just another example of. Especially if you're in a leadership role, you play any mm-hmm. type of leadership roles, there is a tendency to feel isolated.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we talk about pastor and youth pastor networking
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Being with other people that are in that same field and
yeah.
have the same struggles and being able to have those, create those relationships where you can lean on other pastors or
yep.
or other leaders in the church that aren't in your own church.
Exactly.
Very important.
Absolutely. And it's worth building those relationships. It's worth getting into a network where you can sit mm-hmm. down every now and again and be around each other. And so yeah, I think that's really important, that R, that P playing into the M, mm-hmm. right, of that mental health and being able to get through those issues.
Right.
So
one more. S
spiritual. So spiritual wellness. And I mean, a lot of times that for me, that a lot of that comes back to the spiritual disciplines
yeah.
and how am I doing with my time with God? Yep. You know, and I've heard people say, I think this is really important to hold on to, that I've known believers who I admire, would, go to for almost anything. I mean, they're those people where it's like, okay, that is a man of God. That is a woman of God. And their heart is so true, so loving. And I've heard them express having seasons of not feeling God near at all. Mm. Seasons of feeling like they're not getting anything. They can't sense him. And going through those seasons of prayer, feeling like it's just you're talking to a wall. Yeah. Reading scripture, feeling like, what did I just read? Am I getting anything from this? Mm-hmm. But they talked about doing it anyway. Mm-hmm. Because
persistence.
Yeah, that persistence and knowing I'm not doing this to make myself feel better. I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, there's persistence and remembrance. It's like,
yeah,
we're easy to forget like what God has done in those times and be like, well, but he's not here right now.
Exactly.
And it's like, but he has been. Mm-hmm. And so like, let's continue to do what he commanded us to do.
Yeah.
And then he will come back.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever leaves.
No.
I just think sometimes we have a hard time recognizing his presence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of those things, especially when you're talking about this omnipresent God, right? Mm-hmm. He's always there. He's
can't
always
wrap our brains around it.
No, right? Yeah. He's always there. He's always around. But there is a difference at times to where he allows it to be more tangible, mm-hmm. right? To where you can sense that.
Yeah.
And some of that is a sensitivity on our part and how
expectation.
Yeah.
And
right.
Yeah.
And then some of that is whether or not he's willing to let it, like he's expressing himself in that way, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so in those times where it seems like he's gone and, you know, we don't feel him, he's there.
He's there.
He's there. But who knows? I mean, maybe it's just a season where.
Yeah, kind of. Sometimes I think he's actually he's waiting for us to do the last thing.
Mm.
In those times.
Yeah.
This is like a separate. Subject,
yeah, yeah.
But there is those times where we feel like, well, God, why haven't you spoke to me in a while? And it's like, well, I did. You heard me.
Yeah.
And you just haven't done
anything.
Just
do it.
I think that happens sometimes.
That's so good. Yeah.
And other times maybe. Yeah. There's some kind of growth. I mean, we fail to always recognize the bigger picture of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Regularly.
Yeah.
At least I do.
No, and, I hear you.
So,
I'm with you.
So sometimes, and I think that's the faithfulness of kind of going through the process over and over again, is that eventually you'll start seeing like, oh yeah, that did work out
mm-hmm.
this time and this time and this time. And there was a time where I felt just like I do now.
Yeah.
But he was working. I just wasn't seeing it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it's usually after the fact.
Yeah. It's kind of hindsight thing, right?
Exactly.
Hindsight is 2020. And you see it like, oh, it came together. I didn't understand that when it was happening.
Exactly.
And that only comes from being faithful through those times on mm-hmm. our part.
Yeah.
Because he is faithful.
Yeah.
And so when we do that over and over again, then we start seeing this like, oh, yeah, okay. Okay. Then I guess I should trust right now and just do what I know I'm supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
And just trust that that is happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if I don't see it.
Yep, exactly.
I always love that line of Waymaker, mm-hmm. the song Waymaker. What, even if I don't see it, you're working.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if I don't feel it, you're working.
You're working, exactly.
You never stop.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good line.
There's a Pastor Scott Wilson over at, he's down in Texas, Oaks Fellowship down there. I remember this one sermon where he was just going in circles and he was talking about and literally like, I mean, he was standing in place and kind of spinning in circles because he was talking about how it's our job. Our job is faithful. We don't do the fruit. That's God's side. God makes the fruit grow. Right.
Yeah.
And Paul talks about that. Right.
Obedience,
how we sow, we water, but it's God who makes the fruit grow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying we can get so caught up really on the fruit. Where our focus is on seeing the fruit, bringing the fruit, feeling the fruit, healing.
Yeah.
And he says, no, our job is to be faithful. Right.
And the fruit will come,
but our job is faithful. And so he was going around in circles and he was just saying faithful, 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 like for a good while. And then he was talking about, and then fruit will come, but our job is just the faith.
There's a good analogy there. Cause we actually can't make fruit like real fruit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, we can plant a tree
mm-hmm.
and we can water it and fertilize it.
Yep.
We can't actually make the fruit ourselves.
No, absolutely not.
Like in our hands.
No,
we have to do the other things.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it comes.
Yep. Absolutely. And even with all of that, there's so many factors at play that we cannot, we cannot plan and control every factor that would or would not cause that fruit to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, dude, you can plant a tree and next thing you know, there's a fire. Like,
sure. Yeah,
you can plant a tree. You can do all this stuff and somehow the pH balance and the soil just ruins everything. Right. And it's like there's things that you can check for because you can also check for pH balance and work on all that. But there's enough factors out there to where things can change and cause that fruit not to grow.
Yeah.
And it's outside of your control. And so it's
but
just,
it does say if we're faithful, it will be there.
Right. And so, and that's one of those, like we're planting, we're scattering. That's why we don't just like put it all in one little seed, right?
Yeah.
And then put it down.
All your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. We don't just do one little seed and plant it and be like, okay, I did my job.
Yeah. Scatter.
Right. And that's why we scatter. And you'll notice all of those seeds don't end up becoming the fruit.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things to where that faithfulness is seed, right? Mm-hmm. And we continue to plant seed, continue to plant seed. It's watering and we continue to water and continue to water. But when it comes to the actual growth, man, that's a God thing.
It is. So. And it's the same. Like it's the miracle of like planting actual plants. It's
exactly.
Like, how did that happen?
Right.
Like it's pretty amazing.
It is.
And it's, you know, God created it.
Yeah. And then fruit within itself with seed bearing the same fruit within itself. And it's like this one seed can become, you know, 20 different seeds. And it's like, man, it's crazy.
Crazy. Yields a crop.
Yeah. Love it. But yeah, that spiritual, something I would like to tag in on that when we're talking unity for aspect when it comes to that. Obviously, we're talking some of that staying true in like your devotional life, spiritual wellness. How often are you spending time in prayer with others? How often are you spending time in the word with others? How often are you doing these things, these spiritual disciplines and practices, building yourself spiritually, being concerned for others' spiritual wellness? How often are you doing that with others would be a big unity aspect within the church, I feel like, because it can be possible and too easy for us to isolate and kind of do those things on our own. And then when we come together, we don't really focus on that at all. We kind of just, we gloss over it. Doing good, blessed, right?
Hashtag blessed.
But we don't really get into, you know, how is our scripture reading going and talking to each other about those things and talking and spending time in prayer, you know, more than just praying for the meal type of deal, but spending time in prayer together and spending time worship together and those different kinds of things and doing things intentionally meant to help build us up spiritually.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I mean, he commands us to do all that. And he says, if we don't do that, we're probably not going to be able to accomplish anything. Right. It says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
The verse that came to me, and this is more than the up, but then the with everybody else. But what you're kind of saying is the accountability to do the up.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Right. And so the verse I wrote down was, let's see, John 15:4-8, which is the vine and the branches.
Yeah.
And he's saying you need to stay in the vine, which is abiding the vine, which is our time with God. Which is to say that, like, he is the power. He is the, like, the rest of the vine can't grow without the root, without the main part of the vine.
Yeah.
The branch, we're the branches.
Exactly.
And he said, if we're not staying connected to him and the water through the roots and all that, then we're not going to be able to really do anything well.
Yeah. I think there's this one verse just came to my mind, too, talking about this idea of just in our interactions with each other and being mindful spiritually. And I feel like it's simple, but it's challenging because how often do we actually do this? Ephesians 5. And if our church is going through Ephesians right now and loving it. We just finished 4. So this will actually be one of the next chapters we go through. But chapter 5, verse 19, He says, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Yeah. And he's talking about how we're, you know, to be walking with one another. And just that idea of like addressing one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody. This is us giving thanks, you know, in all things. It's us being intentional and being able to share this aspect of our walk, our spiritual walk, not in isolation, but together.
Right, which is why we even gather to begin with.
Exactly.
Right? That's the gathering of the church is spiritual unity.
Yeah.
And definitely in the singing and all that. I mean, felt the power.
Oh yeah.
Many times in that. Well, and I've shared that testimony before.
Yeah.
When you bring people together in worship, there's a unity piece that
absolutely.
A power that happens there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so this idea of, he also mentions, I want to say it's just in the previous chapter, but I could be wrong. This idea of edifying and speaking that which builds up one another,
prophesying,
right?
And the idea of someone speaking for God and another person interpreting it.
Yeah.
It's all like multiple people.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's all meant
to. You don't interpret yourself.
Right.
and it's all meant to be unified and edifying.
Yeah, and edifying, building up one another. So, yeah, and so Paul talks about that multiple times. Ephesians, Corinthians, Romans, Romans 12, one of my favorite chapters. He's getting into that. And it's just, again, this aspect of as we grow, and we were talking about as a body, right? Bodies, one of the biggest things when it comes to health, wellness, mobility, when it comes to our physical wellness, right, is being balanced. And so you can't just, you know, put all this work into your bicep and
can't skip leg day.
And don't skip leg day for sure. But if you're all that work is in your bicep and then you're the opposite muscle to that is your tricep and it's all weak, then you're going to have issues here with that imbalance. And every single one of our muscles have that,
like counter
muscles, have a counter muscle to it. And so it's interesting that you just need to be well-rounded. You need to make sure that you're not just pouring all of your focus and into strengthening yourself, but realizing, hey, we're a body. And so we all need to be strong.
One, how many times have we, like you and I, been encouraged and edified by someone else in the church? And I could tell you there's been multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Many of the things I've felt called into is because someone else was willing to speak something that God had for me that maybe I wasn't believing. He may have already been saying it to me, but I wasn't believing it was from him or whatever. And because we did it as a body and someone else said it, then I was like, okay. Well, that's confirming.
Yeah.
You know, how many times does that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Those confirmations come through unity.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. And it can be the simplest things, like things that the person that did it may not even realize they just kind of dropped a bomb on you, but they did. Something that comes to my mind is my wife will talk about how when she first joined the worship team at one of our churches, I mentioned that she did worship, which she didn't want me to do, but I threw it out there. And then one day she was talking to someone else, just kind of passing by on the worship team, one of our really good friends. She just mentions, hey, I love your lipstick. And then she says, oh, thank you. When are you going to join the worship team? and that just kind of ended up striking her because she was praying with God and saying how she wasn't going to like volunteer herself. So somebody's going to have to ask.
Well, I think it's okay to ask God for those kind of confirmations too. Sometimes I've done that. And then I have a good story. The main thing, one of the things that really kind of pushed me towards youth actually.
Yeah.
Was I went to a conference and I didn't even know the guy. This kid came up to me and he was a kid to me. He was probably at least 10 years younger than me. He's like, I don't know if this is God or not, and but I just feel like you're going to be a youth pastor someday, and you're going to do this. And I was only doing worship at that time.
Yeah.
Wasn't really feeling called to go into youth necessarily, but I had kind of thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of like this, well, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And those are those things that you're like, well, either it was God or he's a lunatic. Uh-huh. I did end up going to youth ministry and fulfilled that, whatever he saw.
Yeah.
So I guess you could argue that different things for that. But to me, that those are those confirmations that we get from being around other believers.
Absolutely. Well, and I always say God echoes.
Yes.
God echoes. I feel it's funny because he's the one person where, like, when he says it, it could and should be one and done.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he spoke and the world came into existence. Why does he need to speak to us multiple times? I don't know.
There's some power to, like, the three.
Yeah.
Like the number three, I feel like.
Uh huh.
Like sometimes that's what we need.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And, oftentimes that is exactly what God will give us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like this kind of three part confirmation. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
No. Well, I mean, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank God that he gives us what we need and not what we deserve. Like, just the mercy, the patience, the grace to give us what we need and not what we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause every single time that he's echoing, he is, I mean, talking to us through his word, just talking to us through his spirit, talking to us through other believers and different circumstances around mm-hmm. us. And all these echoes are instances of him having patience and grace and mercy with us, because he has every right to say, I said it once, get it done.
Yeah.
So, man, I love it. I love it. But I think that's all of them. That's the PMS with the R in the front.
Yeah, we're about
the RPMs. That's relationships. Physical, mental, spiritual. Again, that's just a great practice I'll do with guys and do in coaching, talking about wellness, just to do those daily checks. But when it comes to unity, like, that can be a daily check on our unity. How are mm-hmm. we doing in our relationships, both within our organization and outside? How are we doing physically? How are we, you know, getting in and brushing shoulders with other people, actually, you know, getting that physical proximity? How are we doing mentally? How are we, you know, learning about others, and how are
sharpening
each other? Exactly. And spiritually, again, sharpening each other, right? Mm-hmm. How are we doing that? Encouraging each other to grow and be edified spiritually. So, those are good to hold on to, use them. I would encourage use of those daily. Like I said, I mean, it only takes a minute or two. Find some friends that you can, you know, RPM with.
Yeah. Get that relationship first.
Yep, exactly. That you can do that. And I've always seen it as really helpful just to have those guys that I can share that with, and that will ask me every now and again. And especially, it's good that you ask each other. If you always leave it on one person, then sometimes it'll go undone. And sometimes that one mm-hmm. person needs it.
Yeah. Right. Don't just have one leader.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they get isolated themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right. You want to close us in prayer?
Sure. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the options and the ideas of doing things like this that help us to self-reflect and work on our own selves, and God, and I pray for the unity piece of that we can find those relationships. I pray for anybody watching this or hearing this that maybe doesn't feel like they have that, Lord, that they can find those people, and I pray for them specifically to find those people and relationships that will edify them and challenge them and give them the ability to do these self-reflections. And God, I thank you for all that you're going to do as people start getting into these things, including myself and Nathaniel, and continue to just bless us as we try to follow you the best we can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for the In Hope podcast. Hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Remember, we want you to be part of the conversation. So comment, like, share, and follow. Also, we want you to consider being a ministry partner with us. For as little as $2 a month, you can help continue this podcast and other ministries that teach about unity and invest in collaborative efforts. Connect with us via social media throughout the week, and we look forward to seeing you next week on Monday on the In Hope podcast.